Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens. I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the Business Marketing Club. The BMC is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. But if this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, welcome back. It's good to have you along again. Every profession needs its heroes, the people who have the courage to challenge convention, drive outstanding achievement, and give our discipline a noble name. In this episode, we'll be speaking in depth to one such hero, learn about what they do, how they got here, and a bit about what's made them who they are today. I'm delighted to be joined today by Senior Marketing Manager at Accenture, Rachel Hind-Harris. Rachel, welcome again to our podcast. How are you doing?
Fantastic. And thank you for having me back. I must have done something right last time.
Definitely. So where, for the benefit of our listeners, where do we find you today?
So today you find me working in the wonderful world of professional services for Accenture, specifically looking after clients in the resources sector.
Okay.
And with a big focus on sustainability.
Okay. And what does that mean in terms of how your day-to-day role goes? Are you mainly in the office? Are you mainly on client site? Are you mainly at home? And how do you break up your day?
Most of the time I'm actually working from home. So officially, my office is in London, so I do one day a week in London, but the role is global.
Right.
So the hours need to be adjusted depending on who I'm talking to. And what a day looks like varies from day to day. So in the role I'm in, I am part of the marketing team for Accenture, but I support the sales account teams. So my role, there's opportunity support. So bid support, there's social media support, there's internal comms and some enablement, a lot of consistency of brand and look and feel, how we're presenting ourselves to the client on a regular basis, a lot of network building and finding out where the resources are to support the team in the big world of Accenture.
Sounds amazing. What a great job. So how did you get here? Tell us a little bit about your kind of career journey. And particularly, Rachel, it would be great if there's a number of people who listen to this are kind of starting out on their marketing careers. So if there are pointers along the way, then that would be brilliant as well.
Well, I'll do my best. It's been a journey, as with anything, but while it's been quite a long journey, and I will say over 20 years worth of journey now, it's gone really quickly. So it's that, it's gone in blink of an eye, but it's been a really varied experience. So I came out of university at the end of the 90s, when there weren't that many jobs, and any jobs in marketing it was supremely competitive to get there. So I ended up just grabbing the first job I could, which was temping. I'm not sure if temping still exists anymore, but I started on that, and I took a year to find my first marketing role. Okay. So I think my first piece on that is take the time to find the right job for you. Don't just grab at the first job. So take your time to find the job. And when you get that job, decide what you want to do. So I knew that when I went into that role, I would do that role because I didn't particularly like it, but I would do that role for exactly a year. And in that year, I did a business degree, but in that year, I would also do my CIM.
Okay.
First, certificate, and I got that done in that year. And once you've got that year marketing under your belt and that marketing specific qualification, I was then able to jump to another business. So I actually started in the publishing world. So I worked for IPC Media a long time ago, and then shifted to a much smaller company, doing, yes, marketing non-adult premium rate telephone lines. So think horoscopes. But the beauty of it then was with every single number, you could track the revenue that came from that number. So it was ahead of its time in the sense every single product you sold, you could see the value of it. So
nice bit of data marketing that you can do there.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm, you know, if you can sell horoscopes to people or market them to people, then my thinking was I could pretty much do anything. And I did a lot of learning in that company. But I decided to, I got made redundant from there and got a contract role in tech marketing. Okay. And that was my first big corporate role, as it, or role in a big corporate. So I went to Sony, and it's basically making the most of every role I've done. And then it's amazing if you like working for corporates, getting that first name on your CV right. is like a springboard. Because people recognize the brand. And that helped me then go into a launch into the very long since career in B2B tech marketing. And now, while there's still an element of tech in it, I'm now in professional services. So it's been a long journey. But along the way, I've looked for three things in every job. I've looked for challenge, opportunity, and fun.
Okay.
Not necessarily I want to be this job title by this age. I've not been driven by director level or that status. What I've been driven by is the challenge. It's got to challenge me. It's got to make me think. It's got to give me the opportunity to learn and give me the opportunity to progress and make a difference. And I've got to enjoy it, because if you don't enjoy it, what's the point? So yeah. If one of those three elements were missing, I would try to fix it, and if not, I would find alternatives. So that's what I'd say along the journey. Make sure you know where you want to get to. It doesn't have to be CMO straight away. You can go that way if you want, but make sure you're doing what's right for you. That's what I'd say to people. So that's my journey. Mm-hmm. And in terms of how I got this job, LinkedIn. I got contacted via LinkedIn. And one conversation turned into a few more, turned into a job offer. So
you you talk about kind of looking for something that challenges you.
Yeah.
What within business marketing are the sorts of things that do challenge you?
People. No, that's wrong. I don't.
I'll edit that bit out.
Well, edit that bit out. Yeah. No, the challenge are, so if I look at the problems being solved, I spent a good number of years working in cybersecurity marketing. And that is something that affects everyone, whether you're B2B or B2C. You know, the security of your personal information is critical. Yeah. Yeah. So that was something, while I was in B2B tech marketing, I still needed to learn that. And the challenge was, how do you reach people? How do you educate people? How do you get them interested? And how do you stand out from the competition? Because it's a highly competitive area. So those challenges actually apply with every job. It's how do you find a new way to do something that works in better? Is that progression of or evolution of tools, technology, messaging, bringing in consumer behavior and psychology as well to reach the right people. So it's all those little elements to me is the challenge. How do you make it work?
And would you say in business marketing, in the world of business marketing that you're working on at the moment, there is a latest thing that is kind of fits with that? You know, what's the latest thing that's helping you make that paradigm work?
I think the plethora of technology is always going to be a challenge. And the emergence of the metaverse and how to bring the metaverse into what you're doing. And it might not be as a one of the traditional marketing toolkit elements, but how do you bring that into what you're doing with the client? Where does it sit? I don't see us, I personally would not want to be a Ready Player One type environment because I'm not very good at gaming, but it's actually bringing this, the experience alive and making it more immersive. And how do we do that? So that is a challenge because people do see that it's the new thing, but they struggle to understand where it's relevant and where it can add value in their business. So that's something that I'm kind of interested in. And it's, yes, it's a big thing in the business that I work for. So,
and is there, can you, for those people who are kind of listening and kind of thinking, my God, the metaverse is a huge, a huge kind of thing. Can you perhaps make that a bit more real for us within the business marketing space?
So in the business marketing space, we've all used platforms like Hopit, events platforms during COVID that came out more that combined your presentations with your video, with your chat rooms and your virtual exhibition areas. Well, and we also all know how easy it is to multitask in those instances.
Yeah.
So you're trying to listen, going, I've just got this email, or someone's just messaging me. I'll just deal with that. And you miss, from a personal perspective, you'll miss some of the information being shared.
Yep.
But from the person who's coordinating and running the event, you're losing the attention of that person. Now, if you do a completely virtual event where, and this obviously is quite a high cost one at the moment, where you actually provide the Oculus headsets, for example, or the VR headsets,
yeah,
and someone is encased in your environment, they can't see if a message is coming in. They, well, your event could be much shorter, but it much more focused and engaging. And people can feel more comfortable because they may, if they have a self-conscious for they're having a bad headache, or they've spilt coffee down their top, for example, you know, it's their avatar is a manifestation of themselves. It's not themselves. So you actually can lose some of the barriers depending on what you're trying to achieve in that event. So you can fully immerse in it. Again, they're hybrid, so you can do it on a screen without the headset.
Right.
And make it a more fun environment. But that at the moment is for smaller engagements. Although that said, you've got people like Patterson and Dolly Parton who did the book Rose Run Rose. They actually did a concert in the metaverse as well. So you know, it's different scales.
Okay, cool. I'm feeling quite out of things by not knowing about that concert, but I will check it out after. Now you, that leads almost seamlessly into your recommended reading, Rachel. So what should business marketers be reading right now and why?
There are so many books out there, and I would say if you are specializing in one area, then there are always people you could follow. So if you're specializing in account-based marketing, you know, Bev Burgess's book is a must read. For me, one of the best books that I've read is actually an old one, but a good one.
Okay.
A business book is Emotional Intelligence by Daniel Goleman, because it helps you understand the people you're working with, because we're all human, and the human element in any marketing doesn't go away. All the data we have, but is great for modeling and insight. But actually, if we need to have an understanding of who we're talking to, and actually how everyday events and occurrences have an impact on that. So you can be very intelligent with a high IQ, but your emotional intelligence is really low. So for me, that's one of the best books that I've read because it gives that insight. So I'd recommend that. But on the marketing side,
I do know there's another because you previously held up on Zoom two books for me. But, so yeah. I know there's more than one, hence the pause.
Yes. So I think marketing tactics and terms are continually evolving and tools. However, I always refer back to one of the grandfathers of marketing, Malcolm McDonald. And there is a book that I was given really early on in my career, which is The Marketing Plan, A Pictorial Guide for Managers. And the fundamentals of building a marketing plan, whatever platform you're doing, however you engage with anyone, those base fundamentals have stayed the same. There are other pieces that have been added on to allow for the different tools and interactive nature of social media, for example, but those basic fundamentals stay the same. So I still have my copy that I was given early in my career, and it does come down off the shelf occasionally now, I have to say, but it's still there for reference.
And me too, it's just behind me. And those are mighty recommendations. If you haven't read those books, you should really look out for them. So if people want to find out more about you, Rachel, what should they do?
Inevitably, LinkedIn. Yes, I have a Twitter handle. Yes, I'm on Instagram and Facebook, where I'm most active, or I spend time researching more is actually on LinkedIn.
When you're not in the metaverse.
True, yes. And seeing as you are on Zoom, I do have my Oculus headset.
Your headset, that's very impressive.
I have my headset. Please cut that bit out. But no, LinkedIn is the easiest way. If anyone wants to get in touch, just do it as a personal connection rather than as an in-mail, because I get a little bit inundated with in-mails.
Yeah, it's an increasing trend. Rachel, thanks so much for making time to talk to us today.
That's all right. Thank you for having me.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Rachel Hind-Harris. And thanks to our technical man from Through the Eye, Andrew Gratian. Thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can. And email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk. But that's it for me for now. I hope to speak to you again.